I've spoken to a very senior Pakistani diplomat based in London who says, in short, Britain has to take responsibility for its homegrown extremists. A bit of background. This plot, Britain believes, and so does the US, was hatched by Al-Qaeda masterminds based on Pakistan's border with Afghanistan. A link between them and the British plotters was a guy based in Pakistan who originally is from the UK. And Pakistan's point is, stop blaming us and stop saying and shouting at us to do more when the people who were who made up this terrorist cell behind the airlines plot were all British-born. They may be Pakistani in terms of their parentage, but they're third generation. And what this senior diplomat is saying is Britain has to take responsibility because they were born, raised and taught in the UK and not in Pakistan. It's fairly unprecedented language. It's fairly unprecedented in terms of its timing. It's meant to send a message to Britain to stop kicking Pakistan around.
Vikram, you've been trying to find out a little bit about one of these homegrown terrorists, Abdullah Ali, one of the ringleaders of this plot. I mean, do you know, are we any closer to knowing what led this man to become a would-be suicide bomber?
There's no crystal clear clue as to why Abdullah Ahmed Ali became, you know, one of those very small minority of British Muslims who turned to violent extremism. There was a recent report from the government called Contest 2, which talked about the process of radicalization, saying that there's no pattern, there's no one track people go down. If you remember just back to the September 11th, 2001 attacks on the United States, a few months after that, there was an attempt by a guy called Richard Reed to detonate a shoe bomb on a plane. It's very interesting because at the same time as Reed was supposed to be doing that, there was another guy, Sajid Badat, who was supposed to be detonating a shoe bomb on another plane. The background of two of them is completely different, yet they came or were prepared to contemplate carrying out the same act. Badat eventually pulled out. But Reed was educationally, was poor in terms of his achievement, wasn't well educated. He had a criminal history. He was a convert. Badat was Hafiz at an early age. That means he had memorized the Quran at an early age. Very well educated, grammar school boy, etc., etc. So there's no, you can't say it's poverty, you can't say it's this, you can't say it's reading that website, all that sort of stuff. So going to Abdullah Ahmed Ali, who was the UK-based ringleader of the airlines plot, what clues do we have? Well, after he leaves university, he ends up going to work for a charity in a camp on the Afghan-Pakistan border, and this was about a camp housing refugees who were fleeing the American attack on Afghanistan after the as they tried to remove the Taliban. And there, in court, he said he had seen harrowing scenes of children and women suffering. And also key, he said in his evidence, in his own defence in court, was his experience of watching the coverage of the Bosnian conflict, where Muslims in Bosnia were persecuted.
The Human Rights Watch says that Rashid Rauf, who's thought to be the mastermind behind the airlines plot, could not be extradited from Pakistan and put on trial in Britain because he'd been so badly tortured by Pakistani security forces. So again, you know, Pakistan in the spotlight, not necessarily helping Britain combat terrorism in the UK.
And that's a key radicalising influence, he said, for him. And Bosnia also is one that's a commonish sort of thread across a number of people who've been radicalised. Rauf is believed to be the key figure linking the plot in the UK to the Al-Qaeda masterminds on the Afghan-Pakistan border. Rauf was originally born in Birmingham, ended up in Pakistan. He was wanted by police here for a very serious offence. And mystery surrounds him because after his detention by Pakistan, he somehow escapes, which raised a heck of a lot of eyebrows. And then in November 2008, the US believes a missile fired from one of its drones overflying the badlands of Pakistan killed him. But mystery still surrounds him, and there are some who claim he was never killed.